I need some dirt. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
What's up? You're already laughing at... Was it my weather? My traffic?
No, I mean, ring the bell. Ring the bell. No, okay. All right.
Okay. So, yeah, Bradley said there's a bell in there. What's the bell about?
I'm so excited because we don't know how to use the button bar or anything that everyone knows how to use. We have a bell. I just made Brittany FaceTime with me. We FaceTime my mom.
She's so lovely. Like, and sunshiny. And, like, it just makes me realize how crappy of people you are when I talk to somebody so nice.
You guys didn't listen to my traffic and weather?
No.
It's sunny and
want
hot.
Me to redo it?
Yes.
Okay. 494, there's a crash.
No, that's the dirt, Rocco.
Okay, fine. Dirt. Cops say they've nabbed the guys who made off with $3 million in cash and jewelry from one of 50 Cent's businesses. They cracked it via finding a stolen car. And they found some footage and surveillance footage, and they're like, hey, the guys that stole this car also stole 50 Cent's cash. Let's arrest those guys. And they did.
All right, awesome.
Does he do music anymore, you guys, or just... I know he does a lot of real estate stuff.
No, he does. He does the show Power, you know, he does TV.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he like invest in smart water and make like $1 billion doing
Fitty.
That?
You can find him.
Fitty's
in the club.
Worth 100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we play him all the time on this show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this. Did you see Will Smith posting his Instagram post about Naomi Osaka yesterday?
What'd he say?
He said, "Hey, you're right. They're wrong. I'm with you." And, you know, of course, he's kind of connected to tennis because he's about to play Venus and Serena's dad in the movie King Richard.
Which I'm excited about.
Is he filming that or already did film it?
I don't know
either.
I feel like it could be getting close to being done, maybe.
Because his big thing was showing his body.
Yeah, his dad body.
And
so
I
maybe
did feel like it was for that because that would make more sense.
Mm-hmm. When he played Serena and Venus's dad.
Yeah.
Let's check that out.
No shade.
In other crime news, Zayn Malik was in like a bar fight this morning, early morning. He was out having a cigarette. Somebody threw some homophobic slurs around and he took his shirt off and there was fighting and the cops showed up. But I think everything
is
everybody's okay.
Nothing good happens after midnight.
No, not in the East Village.
Well,
outside.
Not anywhere. He did take his shirt off, so that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Hey.
So that's the dirt. We're going to break it down a little bit, about 16 minutes or so in the long form Dirt Alert, which I'm going to present to you because Holly's out today and so is Lori.
But. I like Rocco's Dirt Alerts because there's usually like one that's kind of makes us all sad and I'm into that.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind for the 520.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Now, this is usually where you go, Holly!
Hey, Rocco!
But I'm here. Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, me too.
No, you don't disappoint anyone.
Thank you. Well, Holly always points out that Fridays are kind of slow in the entertainment news.
Oh, yes. But make up something.
No, I've got a few. Well, the biggest story of the day is... So, I don't know. I never watched the show Drake and Josh. Was that a show that you liked, Brittany?
I feel like would my kids have watched that?
It's a little too young for me.
I think
me.
My kids might have watched Drake and Josh.
It's it's probably about... 5 or 6 years.
You were born in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Nickelodeon.
This guy, Jared Drake Bell, who was one of the stars of that show, it was found out today that he had pled guilty to charges in Cleveland of child endangerment and disseminating material harmful to children. And now this stems from a 2017 appearance where he was going to do like a club date where he goes under he went under a different name, like, I have it here somewhere.
Like
Drake Sultana or something.
Oh, no,
like
do
that.
Not involve me in this.
Anyways, he was going to do a club show.
Yeah.
And it turned out Drake Campana. And he had been texting and talking to a 15-year-old girl.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now the cops are saying, nope, these were inappropriate texts, sexual messaging. And so he was charged with these things and he pled not guilty.
He pled not guilty?
Yes.
All right.
So
that was exciting news.
That came out.
Well,
I know.
I think we should go back to making up stories.
I know. of the things that I've brought up today, let's see. They caught the people that broke into 50 Cent's business and stole
$3
million in cash.
They I bet you he had feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
Strong 50. Ones.
Zayn Malik.
He had 99 problems.
Zayn Malik was found shirtless outside of a club
in a fight
New
mode.
York. People were throwing around slurs, and he got in a fight. His shirt was ripped off.
Are we worried about Zayn? What is he doing? What's going on with Zayn?
I don't know, but here's something.
What?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, I got one too, but go ahead.
No. You guys are garbage people. Like, I wanted to say this.
Race to find
something
interesting.
Issa Rae is going to be in the next
Spider-Man. It is 6:24 Eastern time.
Issa Rae.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Issa Rae.
I just looked it up. I think she goes by Issa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think he said Lisa.
No. Did you see Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? The anime? That was pretty cool.
Also, it's at they're doing it at the band shell. I have the win.
Oh, yeah. We should talk about that. Weekend picks, all the Minneapolis movies in the park.
It's not the band shell. They're doing it at Phelps Park. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I'm just telling you. Okay, so this, Into the Spider-Verse, you don't even have to be like a Marvel or a Spider-Man fan. You can just watch this as is. And it's like... it's animation, but it's amazing.
Is it super cool.
It really?
I'm not kidding. You know what? I got talked into it because someone's like, just watch it. This is before I got really into Marvel. But like, you don't have to watch anything. And it's funny. And you can understand the plot as is. It's done created. Like, it's so well
done. What would you replace? Cool animation. Instead of watching this, you would watch that. Like, I can't think of any reason why to watch it.
I think you'll be surprised
cool
at the
music.
Storytelling.
Was there a Post Malone song in that?
Yes, the Sunflower one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll, in the animation going with the music.
All right.
Miles Morales is amazing. I think you'll really actually enjoy it.
All right. It's
funny. It's actually got like Nicolas Cage is one of the voices and Ryan Reynolds is one of the voices. You'll enjoy it. Just trust me.
All right. The point is there's going to be a sequel. And Issa Rae is going to play Spider-Woman.
Mm.
Oh, you know what? I love that casting.
Yeah, that's good.
She does Insecure on HBO.
And she's so
She's
good
funny.
That relationship with her friend, though, makes me very irate when they are fighting. I don't feel comfortable.
Ooh.
I know.
Mm-mm.
I know. I don't like
it. I gave up on that show in the third season. Kanye Rock. It's Kanye West Rock's...
You guys, okay,
He's walking around with like a hockey...
Kanye West is walking around.
With like a hockey...
Hot take!
Goalie mask on.
He loves attention.
He just does.
He really wants to get out the word that Kim's the worst. He's trying to spin that real bad. So I think he's trying to get attention anyway. Okay, I know we're not going to talk about the political aspect of this.
Don't.
But can we talk about this, that Facebook is banning Trump for the next 2 years? Like, just the idea that... social media can ban is wild to me, right? Like in any aspect, it's very interesting. So
it is. It is.
You're not acting like it.
How do you think? So he's wearing a. let's get back to this breaking news. Kanye West is walking around with a goalie mask on.
No,
is that what we're saying?
He is. He's walking around with a bag over his head with punch holes in it in New York City, getting out of a cab, Kanye West, and in the front of this bag that has punch holes in it.
Punch holes? What's a punch hole?
Little holes poked in the bag. Someone took a little pen, poke, so you can breathe, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's
like
a picture of Jesus. Ventilation holes. And then there's a picture of Jesus. But he looks... I mean, if I saw a man walking down the street at me with a bag over his head, I would try to trip him.
That's your reaction.
I'm being really honest. Like... I used to, like, anyone who walks and is talking on their cell phone is texting, I always go, look up, you know, because it drives me crazy when people don't look where they're walking.
He's also not wearing his ring, they pointed out.
Oh, big deal.
Oh, big deal, she says. I can't add anything.
But I mean, no, you can. Go back to your Trump stuff. That went over really well.
No. I just thought it wasn't even about Trump. It's just the idea that, like, Facebook can ban is very interesting to me. Sorry if I care.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to ban you
for
my life.
Don't do it. I'd be so upset.
Okay, fine.
I'd be so upset.
I need you. That's wild about Kanye walking
around. Doesn't he just look...
There's no hockey mask at all.
I mean, the holes look like he's a hockey goalie.
Can we get that story again? Where they asked
By the
Ben
way.
Affleck's dad.
He's 77-year-old man walking down the street. Hey, what do you think about your son dating J-Lo?
Well, who are you? Who sent you?
Speaking of old man, did you see the pictures of Madonna bringing her kids to her dad's
Okay, I took a picture of her face. Yes. Her dad's 90.
You took a picture of her
face? I took a picture of Madonna's face.
Like a screenshot?
Okay, my friend answered all the questions to the music sing-along. Post Malone, Duncan Sheik. Come on, I'm listening, and I nailed it. I would have won that game.
You would have won that game.
So in case you're just joining us, we have Kanye news from 6 days ago and trivia answers from 10 minutes ago.
And something about Facebook.
Nobody wants to talk about Facebook with me. Fine.
No.
Let's go interview an old man on the street. We'll be
right back. Okay. Today's Friday. This is a real life professional job, people. Yeah,
that's why we're wearing glasses, all of us.
We hope to have our job in 20 minutes when it's all over. Mm. Okay, today's Friday picks are brought to you by AARP of Minnesota. And go check out their website because they always have so much good stuff going on. And if you want to volunteer in the community, they have easy ways for you to do that as well. But they sponsor a lot of cool, cool events. So lots of good stuff at AARP Minnesota. All right. Who's going first?
I am.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay,
all right,
so
time's up, Rocco.
You think, you know how like we couldn't figure out like a famous Duncan? I bet you guys know a famous Darius.
Rucker.
You guys nailed it. He is at Mystic Lake tonight. Oh. He will perform a concert.
He's there tonight?
Of his hit singles at Mystic Lake's Casino Amphitheater tonight.
Have you ever been there? That's a fun place to see.
I went and saw the Luann, the Countess at Mystic Lake.
Oh, you did go to that.
Been getting emails since I went. They gave me a heads up when everything's going down.
Listen, that outdoor venue, it's fun to see concerts there. All right, so Darius, last time we saw him was at the Minnesota State Fair.
And I actually read it wrong. It's June 18th.
Cut it off.
So that was a Julia.
At least I noticed.
Okay, way to catch it up front.
Thank you. I just want to give you a heads up today about it because it's...
You can get your tickets.
Plan your life around it. They're only $59.
Was that all it you brought to us?
I also have the list of band shell stuff, but I feel like you can go look it up.
Well, is there something tonight or tomorrow?
No, you know what? Rocco has a really good one. So he's a guest.
Oh, all right.
Is that all right?
Please. Yes.
Because it's, you know, Prince's birthday on Monday.
Mm-hmm. Is he calling?
No, he will not.
It's a hologram.
Calling. But I have a friend that I met many years ago going out to Paisley Park and seeing Prince shows. And she is, she's kind of taken her fandom to the next level. She has started something called Purple Playground in the Academy of Prince.
Yes.
It's like an education program for kids. So not only will she talk about that for a little bit, but there's a bunch of fun events this weekend that Prince fans can enjoy. So welcome, Heidi Vader.
Hi, Heidi.
Hi, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, we've had you on a few times to talk about Purple Playground. Now, before we talk about the events, tell us what Purple Playground is and the Academy of Prince.
Okay, well, Purple Playground is a nonprofit that a few of us fans formed the year after Prince died because we wanted to do something good in his memory and keep his legacy going. And then within the first 6 months, my friend Willie Adams came to me from Oakland, California and said, hey, I have this great idea. Let's do a music education program for kids. We were originally just going to get donations and then give them to music education programs. So we started our own thing.
Awesome.
And 2018, we had our first year. We are now on our fourth, starting in the end of July. Last year, we went on Zoom, which was really hard to record music, but we got kids from all over the world. So that was really cool.
Yeah, otherwise it's kind of a summer program for kids to get together and write songs and play songs together. And
oh, that's awesome.
You bring in like Prince, people who recorded with Prince.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people who recorded with Prince and also authors who wrote about him, people who are considered kind of experts like Andrea Swenson and John Bream and Jim Walsh. And some of the Revolution came off the first year, Bobby and Matt. And then Jellybean Johnson's been there, Paul Peterson. And now we're actually have two members of the NPG and later on our board and teaching with us, Elisa Fiorello and Adrian Crutchfield.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Adrian Crutchfield's a horn player, right?
Yeah.
He's so good. So you got some, go ahead.
Yeah, what's happening this weekend?
And there's some fun events this weekend, right? I know Monday you have like two events.
Yeah, we're having a, well, I know he doesn't like to celebrate his birthday, but we always did. And I used to have a barbecue in my backyard and people would come from Milwaukee and Chicago and Minneapolis. And it's kind of grown a little bigger. We're renting out the pavilion at Veterans Park and we're going to have a DJ. And so if anybody wants to play hooky, they can come to our Purple Playground New World Picnic Monday from noon to 3.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it might only be 90 that day, so that'd be good. And the pool's full, though. They filled up the pool. They have that giant pool.
That's in Richfield, right? That's a great spot.
Yeah, it really is nice.
And then at night, right, you're having the skate party. And I've been to one of your skate parties.
Yes, and they're super fun. At Roller Garden.
Yeah, RIP Roller Garden.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, so Roller Garden, you know, they were kind of like stringing me along for a little bit to get it happening. And they were like, we're not going to be able to have skate parties in the summer because of masks and we don't have air conditioning. And then when it came out that they were closing, they contacted me and said, we're really sorry. We couldn't tell you. But here's Skateville and they will have you on that day. So it's going to be at Skateville in Burnsville.
Oh, all right. And what time is that at?
7 o'clock.
And this is all happening on Monday.
Yes, because, you know, we're sticklers for Prince's actual birthday.
I would be too. Yeah. Good on the day. So purple.
Yeah.
Do they go to purpleplayground.org to find out more information?
Yes. That's so smart.
I know. Thank you. You're the only person who thinks that, so I appreciate it. Can you say it again?
No. You're so smart.
Thank you. All right. So celebrating everything Prince, and Rocco and Lori are two of the biggest Prince fans,
but not
world.
Compared to Heidi.
No, win if you've had birthday parties and that people would come from all over for. Yeah. I like that.
Well, thank you. I don't like to say that I've never said that, but yeah, I'm kind of a fan.
That's cool though. I know some other people who are too. You know, everyone has their own thing, but I love it. And thank you for being on our show to tell us about it. Rocker, are you going to go to the skate thing Monday night?
I think I will. I mean, usually I go on the ones on the weekend, but you know, maybe I'll have some Monday fun day with
Heidi. I would love to see you.
Okay, that'd be good. I'll put on my purple, cowboy shirt that I made, my Starfish and Coffee Western
shirt. And
there
are a couple events this actual weekend that aren't ours, but we're going to be at a couple of them.
Yeah, I saw it. Now, Alexandra O'Neill is going to perform somewhere?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Okay. It's in Phyllis Wheatley Field in North Minneapolis, where, you know, all the old school bands used to play, and I think Prince used to play there. And it's called the Purple Day, and it's free. It's open to the public. They're going to have a bunch of DJs, a bunch of bands. Alex is supposed to play. They're going to have food trucks. And we're going to be there with our Purple Playground table so people can come play Prince trivia. And then we're also going there to recruit students because the first week of Academy of Prince is in North Minneapolis, and they live in North Minneapolis.
That's very cool.
Well, you're awesome. Thanks for all you do.
And thanks for being on.
Prince's musical alive for us all. And I'll probably see you at the roller skating party.
That'll be wonderful. Lori and Julia, you can come too.
Thank you. You know, I'm a good skater.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You
prove
never know,
it.
But thank you. I can go backwards and do crossovers.
Right. Okay. You're going to have to prove that. I don't believe that at all.
Oh, no, I can skate.
Okay,
let's
cool.
See.
Thank you, Heidi. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, Heidi.
Bye.
Okay, a couple other things. If you guys like tacos, there's East Lake Craft Brewery and Hot Indian are the party hosts outside the Midtown Global Market this Sunday for a taco throwdown with DJ music. Have hot tacos.
I saw that because it's like Hot Indian, right?
It's Hot Indian tacos, right.
And they're good. They're in the Midtown Global Market. And I think at one point they were at the Target Field too.
I think you're right about that.
I know when I went earlier this year, some of the specialty places weren't open, but maybe that's changed. But
right.
They're super good. They take like Indian food and kind of represent it in different ways.
Right. And you get tacos and beers a DJ. And that's Sunday from noon to 6. Also,
in the brewery at East Lake, at Midtown Global Market, East Lake is probably my favorite brewery.
Is it really?
They're good. Yeah,
and good beer. You like? I'm not going to ask you that question because I already know the answer.
I like beer and tacos. Yes,
you like beer and tacos, and then I just
B and T.
Yeah, it's B and T,
bruh.
There's a lot of things going on. A lot of other things. Alabama's at Mystic Lake tomorrow night at the Hook and Ladder. You've got stuff going on. There's live music happening.
By the way, I want to thank you. Yesterday in Random Thoughts, you're like, hey, Christopher Cross is going to be at Treasure Island.
Did you buy? Was
I got like fifth row center.
Did you? Really? Oh my gosh,
I sent it to my friends and nobody wants to go with me, but I'm going.
Who are you bringing?
Maybe my wife, maybe you. We'll see.
Maybe a sailboat.
We'll see how the summer goes.
A blow-up sailboat.
Yes.
Thank you for getting
it's
that.
It's not fun of paradise. At least it's not for me.
Doesn't he sing sailing?
Yes, yeah, that's what I was singing.
Okay, here. I didn't know the beginning.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it could be.
Look at how good you are. Yeah. Look at how good the team is today.
We're really so talented.
We are not the B team. Like everyone's been talking about us around here. They just don't know.
I don't know if it's the allergy medication, but I think we're really talented.
I think we're really talented.
I think.
Hey,
Sega!
Stop it. We're taking a break and we'll be right back. Okay, here's what we're going to sing in a couple seconds, but before we do, just a couple reminders, people, for some good things if you're looking for some hot, sassy things to watch indoors this weekend. First of all,
I thought it was swassy.
I'm saying sassy. You say swassy.
You said swassy a few times at the top of the
year. Well, I'm just saying whatever comes out of my mouth. I'm not editing. Okay. And if everyone knew my weekend plans, you'd be jealous, okay? Just saying.
The taco thing at the Midtown Global Market?
No, I got something a little more advanced. Uses equipment. Okay, so anywho.
What?
I want people to go see the movie.
Stop yourself. Run.
Go to a movie theater. They're cool. The air conditioning is free in a movie theater. She can't because she's a grandma.
I'm a grandma.
Would you tell us? All right.
Seven babies at home.
Give us the baby update.
I got seven baby puppies at home. They're 9 days old. Willow. Style, Inez, Trouble, The Man, Mister, and then one I forgot their names.
Okay.
Trouble.
You already
they're
said
all,
Trouble.
And her, the mommy's name is Taylor Swift, and they're all Taylor Swift references, and Taylor Swift is an icon.
And our kids that listen named several of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were going to give them credit, but of course
I never
didn't.
Did. No, nope.
I know. That's who you are. Okay, so on Sunday night, though, Kennedy Center Honors.
Yeah, you tell me.
It's the 43rd annual. The people who are going to be honored are Garth Brooks, Joan Baez, Debbie Allen, Dick Van Dyke, and violinist Midori. And if you were like me and were a Garth Brooks super, super, super fan, the song The Dance was like everything.
You know what, though?
It was everything in the 90s. Just be quiet. It was our moment.
I'm just going to say it constantly got played at weddings.
Whatever. It was a good song.
I feel
it was
like
better,
you're coming at
it was
me.
It was better than that
because
or Butterfly
you're
Wishes.
You're not a grandma, and so you just don't understand.
No.
The
but anyway,
love.
That's on Sunday night on Channel 4, and The Dance is being sung to Garth Brooks by our girl, Kelly Clarkson, and it makes him, he's moved to tears. So that's something to watch. I'm just going to keep talking over you.
Yeah, it's fine. I love it.
And then FX, the two-hour series finale of Pose. Do you watch that ever?
No.
That's happening this weekend.
Okay.
And then one other thing that I want to tell you guys, if you're really bored this weekend.
Which we won't be, because we all have really important plans.
That's right.
I don't, but if you...
The taco thing at Midtown Global Market.
Taco Throwdown!
But if anyone wants to, you know, if you have to pay for friends, like I might have to this weekend, you could go to that website, Cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can pay for a friend to talk to you.
You can pay a celebrity to give you a message. And that I have never heard of Cameo being used that way, that you would do it for yourself. Normally, you would give it to somebody else. But the fact that you're like, hey, I'm Julia, will you just say things about me? Like we're friends. The level of insane that is.
But I could have Trace Atkins talk to me for $400.
No, I mean, you would
or
talk
Chrissy
at
Metz
you.
From This Is Us, $350.
Matthew Perry was on there for a little bit, right?
Yeah, Maddie and Tay, $50. I could just call them up and say, just talk to me. Just say hi, I need a friend. You can dial a friend and pay.
I'm just saying
it's an option.
Is
it's
Carly
an option.
Rae Jepsen on there?
Is it time?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Turn it up, people.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.